Can I intro us in?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest / Pittsburgh's First with Ryan and Charles. I'm your special guest for the afternoon, Michael Schulley. Ryan, what do we have in store on this blessed, blessed December afternoon as we have Malik Johnson entering the studio? Hello, Malik.
Hi, did I leave my keys in here? I
did. Malik, what did we just say about barging into people's radio shows? Charles granted it. Wait, hold on, Malik. Your staff ID pass, and we are well underway here.
Yep, we're sorry for the delay, but we're here, and we're having fun. Got some great stuff here, and it's mainly Christmas related.
I'm sure everyone was so disappointed that we were about, like, 2 minutes late to starting this show.
Now, these 2 minutes of quality time together is just, it's our bonding time. We have to have it.
Yep, and since it is the holiday season and the last week before finals, this week's sponsor and the last sponsor of the semester is Elves at the North Pole.
Wow, how'd you get those to sponsor? I thought they were, like, busy making toys and stuff for all the little boys and girls. But good, little boys.
I got some Elf executives, all right?
If you have any, youngins in the family, you know the Elf on the Shelf guy?
Yeah.
Hooked him up last night. I called him up. I was like, hey, yo, what's his name? Skippy or something like that? Hey, yo, Elf on the Shelf guy. Can you talk to your people who can talk to my people who can talk with Ryan, the almighty power it be, to sponsor the show? And they were like, why not?
Yes, yes. So
even after the hiccup from last week's episode, they were still able to sponsor us.
Wow, yeah.
Yep, and, yep, so.
I realize a slight mess up is not going to put you on the naughty list.
Yeah, it's all right.
Santa forgives us for our sins.
That's right.
Yep, and with that, Elves at the North Pole is our sponsor for the second to last week of the semester.
Yeah, you don't. you might want to lock your doors when you're driving around the South Pole Elves.
And our first event is Holiday Trunk Show and Style Fundraiser.
What? There's trunks? Are we talking about, like, car trunks or, like, you know?
That's to be answered in just a moment.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
Nice. Thanks, Ryan.
It is December 5th from 6 to 9, so that's tomorrow night.
So better get there fast, hopefully there's no tickets.
Yep, is at Weigel Whiskey. I don't know if I said Weigel right. Is at 2401 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The website is you can find us on Facebook. So yeah, so
because you're probably already on Facebook, because who really actually watches the audio waves as they go?
Yeah.
Or the show in general.
Yeah. So
three there. All right, so come sip and shop and spend an evening at the Holiday Pop-Up Trunk Show and Style Session. The Holiday Pop-Up will feature some of the newest and most popular retailers, stylists, designers, and artisans. I love me some artisans. Better than artists, but not as bad as graphic designers. Ha, I'm making a joke. Having a style
Charles, that was a good joke.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. All right, so having a style session where you can get styling advice and learn how to create your own signature look. A portion of all the proceeds go to NEWMA Ministries and CDC. Weigel is a fascinating spot and very successful business you will enjoy, mostly because there's whiskey involved, and trunks, trunks.
Now, yeah. Ryan, since you are the all-knowing being, I'm not 21. You're not 21. Charles is 21.
Well, I will
Hold on. Time out. This is, am I allowed in? Am I allowed into this event?
It's true. Is he?
Or do I have to DD?
From a trunk? Yes, we have to ride home in your trunk from the trunk show.
All right.
That's the only way.
Yep.
Personally, if I was running the event, I would let you in, but you're not 21, so I can't really.
You're telling me wow, Ryan, that sounds pretty illegal there.
You're telling me you wouldn't just offer some adult beverages to the people who have identification, and you would just kick out everyone under who looks under 21. That's what you're telling me?
I'll check for IDs.
Okay, there you go. You're checking for IDs.
What if mine scans?
Right, well, now we're just talking about illegalities and, like, you know, don't do that, kids. That's
so I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed in, Ryan.
You want the?
If I sneak in, I get put on the naughty list, right? And we lose our Elf sponsorship.
Lose our Elf sponsorship. Then we get the South Elves. Who wants the South Elves or South Pole Elves?
Yeah. That's definitely something to consider. So
it's a hotel. You're allowed in.
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm staying up at the penthouse.
There we go.
They put they put little chocolates on your pillows.
If only it was 2 months sooner, I could get into this event. Because my
what happens in 2 months?
You mean later?
Two months.
If it was 2 months ago, you definitely could have get in. If it's 2 months later, maybe.
Ryan, what happens in 2 months?
My 21st birthday comes up.
Ooh, where do you want to go for your 21st birthday? I'll be the designated driver.
To the trunk show.
That is to be determined, because that's still a couple months away.
He's going to ride the bull at Tequila Cowboy.
Aw, yeah, boy.
Ryan, didn't you ride the bull at Bobby Mania?
I did. It was fantastic.
How'd you do?
I think it lasted maybe like 20, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Wow, did you grab it by the horns?
No.
No? Should have grabbed by the horns. You could have had a couple extra seconds.
He gave that bull the best 30 seconds of his life.
Probably a record.
Yeah, I love riding that mechanical bull, and it's likely going to be there at the next Bobby Mania in the fall. So I definitely will be.
But you
turned
21 in February on the 19th, right?
Earlier,
February 11th.
Earlier,
9th.
February 9th.
Earlier,
February 3rd.
Earlier,
February 1st.
Yes.
Oh, thank God!
Wow.
So
you really only have like a month.
So starting February 1st, Ryan, there is a bull available year round at Tequila Cowboy. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we can get you there.
All right. Well, my birthday plans are that's still a little while away.
I heard
so.
You
okay, we're gonna start planning that.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Krampus Snacked and Market Square.
Krampus.
Krampus Snacked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to read this
one? Sure.
Since you have the monitor.
Can you read it?
I can't read, Ryan. I don't know how to read.
He only, hosts a couple shows. Got a clear throat. Get the pitch perfect pipes.
Ryan, am I good? I can read. I'm reading on Charles' monitor.
I haven't moved
on. Ryan just, for all you listeners at home, Ryan just tilted his monitor at me and made the font smaller.
I was trying to make the font bigger.
Nah, you went to 1 point font. Nobody can read that.
All right. Come all to celebrate this ancient European holiday. Enjoy the restaurants, performers, and holiday shops with the whole family on this night of old world festivities and magical surprises.
Ooh.
Nice. Krampus will arrive at 7 p.m. Don't miss him. All caps.
Yeah, or he'll find you.
Be at the main stage at 7 sharp to see Krampus. Get your picture taken on his lap. Nice. Live music, Krampus Band, Schlager at 7:30. Then we got a couple links here. Schlager Christmas Krampus Band on Facebook.com. Straub Beer on special all day at participating establishments. Market Square, 2 Market Square, Pittsburgh, PA. Zip code 15222.
I just want to go back to that. That makes no – okay, so it's Market Square. Why is it 2 Market Square Avenue?
Because I guess that's
where's
the
one
address.
Market Square?
Ooh, probably the shop next door.
I guess, yeah, that, okay. That just, yeah. That befuddles
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Mm. In Market Square, yeah, the address is 2 Market Square.
Yeah, or maybe it's just so, you know, whenever you say where's Market Square, you say, well, you can go left
so Ryan,
2 Market Square.
So, Ryan, if you had to pick a specific shop on Market Square, what number would you pick?
7.
Why 7?
I don't know. 7's. It's in there. It's towards the end, or like towards the end between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, get that on the quote board. 7 is between 1 and 10. Thank
gotcha.
You, Ryan.
Yep.
Preferably, I'd have 29B, but you know that's just me.
Yep. So. Yep. This next thing that's here, crafts and drafts, the holiday ornaments.
Ryan, I don't think I could participate in a lot of this, man.
But you
lot.
Got crafts. Drafts doesn't matter, but crafts.
Oh, crafts. I like
yeah,
crafts.
Like
the
not,
mac and cheese?
Not with a K, no. Just with
no.
A C. It's not as cool.
Like, oh, it's like an art craft.
Ryan, do you like mac and cheese with ketchup?
I'm kind of hesitant on that.
Okay. Have you ever tried it?
I believe so, but I forget the last time that I did.
Okay.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a fan of the ketchup and mac and cheese.
I mean, like, I can get where you're coming
but
from.
But it has to be the Kraft mac and cheese. It can't be like, if you're having like the Homestyle mac and cheese.
No,
or
you
like
can't ruin Homestyle.
The Stouffer's mac and cheese. You really can't do it. It got to be like the generic Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay, so like something you boil noodles and then, you know.
The milk, the powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baked.
It's not legitimate mac and cheese.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's not Pittsburgh's newest without a taco food.
You're right. And Mac is
I thought it was Wait. This is Pittsburgh's newest?
Yeah. And
I could have sworn for the life of me I was on Pittsburgh's first.
It's newest, man.
It's newest, man.
We're the newest first.
continuing, this is December 7th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Nice.
Contemporary Craft, 2100 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. The event website is clients.mindbodyonline.com. And a bunch of other stuff there, but you can all research this, the Crafts and Drafts event. And
Google it.
Yeah, or you can do that. And more about this is saw, hammer, and finish, a uniquely designed metal ornament in this one evening workshop that you can use for many holidays to come. All levels welcome. Basic metalwork skills will be taught. Please note all crafts and drafts are 21 plus events. Anyone under 21 will not be permitted to attend.
Oh, so I guess you're not allowed. I'm sorry. Sad day for everyone.
Brian, man.
This doesn't make sense to me.
Why doesn't it make sense? Okay, so there's a lot of things that can make sense here. First off, they're going to have drafts there anyway, so might as well make the cutoff point at 21. And you're going to be working with metal? Come on, who wants to sign liability?
Ryan.
At 18.
Yes. Ryan.
Yes.
I come on this show, you know, expecting to be able to participate in some of the events that we're talking about. And they're all 21 and up, Ryan. What am I going to do? I'm 20 years old. Am I going to go sit on Krampus's lap?
Yeah,
you can definitely do that.
That's what you're gonna do. Right after you craft your own trunk.
Yeah. We got the Penny Arcade All Ages Comedy Show.
There you go. Now you can go see some comedy. Classic.
Yep.
This is December 8th, 1 p.m. to 2:30. I want the read, so I stole it.
All right.
The Arcade Comedy Theater,
Charles.
943 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15222. Of course, that's PennyArcade.com. Excuse me. I think I have to sneeze. No,
you,
maybe.
You
there we go.
There we go.
Okay. Penny Arcade is an improv comedy show designed for kids 5 through 12 years old and fun for the entire family. Draw, write, and craft at our collaboration stations. Watch the Penny Players bring those ideas to life with a fun 45-minute comedy show. Ha, ha, ha. You'll be laughing the whole time. You could even get on stage. Stick around and learn a few games to play at home so you can have all those quality improv games for us to play on the show, Ryan, if you ever want to any of these events. Me as well. I'm not going to just put that on you. So the total runtime is approximately 90 minutes, designed for kids 5 to 12. But you flip those ages around, you got 50 or 21 to 50. So, you know,
Ryan, all ages here we welcome. Go again. I'm not welcome.
I'm older than 12.
Oh, it said all ages welcome at the end there?
No, well, it's all ages welcome comedy show. It's the title. Come on.
Yeah.
But geared for ages 5 to 12. Ryan, will you be participating in this stand-up?
It's designed for kids 5 to 12, but adults are allowed in.
Do I have to have kids?
No.
Do you have to rent them.
Do I have to adopt someone's child for a short period of time?
No.
How do you know?
Because there's no information here that says so.
But there's none that says it doesn't.
What are you going to do, lease a kid?
Yeah, you know, low mileage.
Let's go to the nearest.
We're gonna get a low mileage lease for about $2.99 a month, and we're just gonna hope that no one sideswipes me.
All right.
Can I get the next one? Can I tap me in?
Yes.
Coach?
Yes, you can.
Nice. All right. Here we go. We got
the handmade arcade. It's under shopping.
Ooh. December 8th, 2018. 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, 1004 Duquesne Boulevard, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. Pittsburgh's award-winning independent craft fair returns with its largest event ever.
Ever.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Thank you for interrupting my reader. On Saturday, December 8th, 2018, at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, showcasing more than 200. Cutting 200.
Wow.
H-U-N-N-I-T. Hunnit.
Sounds like Tree City.
Cutting edge craft-based artists, designers, and makers from all over Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, and the United States. Handmade Arcade is the region's leading shop, small, buy local event of the holiday season. Pittsburgh's first... Hey... Get a nice plug for the show in there, Pittsburgh's first. Now we sponsor them.
No pun intended, no reference to Pittsburgh's first when the show is actually Pittsburgh's newest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pittsburgh's first and largest independent craft fair since 2004, Ryan.
Wow.
Homemade Arcade will also feature an early bird shopping preview, an all-ages hands-on handmade activity area, fabulous art raffles, It says Framers Market, Ryan, but I think it's supposed to be Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Ryan.
He has a type. Do you just copy and paste, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have it spelled wrong.
And I'm sorry.
Well, maybe they do have a Framers Market. Yeah. Is a framer a thing? Maybe can we look that up, Ryan?
Yeah,
a Framers Market and Activity, a Youth Maker Alley, music by local DJs, and more.
Oh, apparently there is such a thing as a Framers Market.
What is a Framers Market, Ryan?
Here.
Wow, that was very squeaky. Do I have to read what a Framers Market is?
No.
Just tell us what a Framers Market is.
Is that Minecraft?
No.
Oh, man, I thought that was a creeper.
A
creeper.
I'm not specifically certain, but I think this has to do with, picturing and I'm going to take a wild guess here and saying, carpeting?
Speak in the microphone, please.
I'm going to take
carpeting?
Are those, Native American rugs?
Huh, yeah. Okay, it looks like carpeting. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a wild guess here. Now it has something to do with pictures.
Why don't you just Google straight up what is a Framers Market?
Or read the description.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I mean, you don't have to have a wild guess. What is your wild guess, though, before you read the direct? Look at me. Look away from that. What is your wild guess as to what a Framers Market is before we read the definition of a Framers Market?
If I had to guess about what a Framers Market is, I would say it's a sort of like a farmer's market, sort of like where people gather and they can try to sell stuff. Sell food. But in a framers market, I see a bunch of framers, carpers, photographers.
What's a framer? They make picture frames?
Yeah, they make picture frames and they also help frame whatever you need to.
Like frame people for crimes?
Not that.
Okay.
That's a different kind of framers market. You can find that on the deep web.
Yes, yes, yes.
The criminal framers market.
No, just Framers Market.
Is that like hyperlinked to Silk Road or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, here. Okay. No, don't look up Silk Road.
I was looking up Framers Market.
Okay, so you think it has to deal with people making stuff and selling it?
Yeah.
Specifically frames.
All right, yeah. Specifically like bed picture frames?
And
frames.
also offering to frame a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
My bets
so
on
that,
bed frames.
Yeah. So, all right, Ryan, that is your guess. What is the actual definition now?
All right.
Do you have it already pulled up? I can read it from here.
No, you're reading Farmer's Market.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, you fool. Those were vegetables, not frames.
Ha-ha.
All right, here. I'm going to the very first link.
All right, what's the first link? Drum roll is going in my head. Okay.
I'll just read the first paragraph. The Framer's Market has been serving as the... Okay, so they provide quality custom picture framing with fair
ding,
prices
ding, 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 ding.
And excellent design experience.
Wait, this is a store, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, change of sponsor today. We are now sponsored by Framers Markets.
Come frame us up. We have headshots of Ryan that have yet to be framed. We need those signed and out by tomorrow.
I have a
Christmas
lot.
Gifts are needed, Ryan. How else are we supposed to sell merch?
Are you sure
the
Krampus doesn't give out those?
sort of.
Continuing, they provide the Framers Market. They provide quality custom picture frame with fair prices and excellent design experience. All work completed on the premises by framers with many years of experience. In addition to their framing services, they offer home and office consultations, art and frame restoration, delivery and installation, rush service, complimentary gift wrap, and even carrying your finished product to your car. They provide themselves their exceptional customer service and their close relationships with clients.
Now, Ryan, do you think when they provide this service, they do it like a car hop and they rollerblade your stuff out to your car?
I don't know about rollerblading, but
I feel like that saves on dollies. Oh, you just have to buy a pair of rollerblades.
Yeah.
And get a dolly. Just carry it yourself.
You ever been rollerblading, Ryan?
To be honest, I have rollerbladed forever.
Oh, but you have rollerbladed.
A couple times when I was still living in New York.
All right, so tell me what made you leave the game of rollerblading?
Now this is coming to me.
Go ahead, take your time.
This is just coming to me. I remember I was in middle school.
All right.
We had a class. We took a field trip to I think it was in Tarentum, to a local roller skating
champions.
No.
Okay, so you went roller skating in middle school.
Yeah.
You got called out.
It was like 6th or 7th grade. It might have been 7th grade.
All right.
Class size, what are we talking? How many kids?
Class size, probably about 250.
$250?
So they took 250 kids rollerblading.
That's just a wild guess because it's been years since I've been in middle school.
So keep going.
That they need to order. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was rollerblade and pizza party.
Yeah. And so do you know? There's the rollerblades that have four wheels like going down the line.
Yeah. And then there's the inline rollerblades.
Like where there's two on one side, two on the other side.
And then there's the inline ones where it's just like four wheels in a line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did I forget the two and two.
Okay. So you're more of a dancer.
Dancing.
No,
he's the dancing queen.
There we go.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh yes, yeah. But not with rollerblades.
All right.
Why else has this led to your passion for tango and the salsa?
So what happens at this roller? Was it a good thing or a bad thing? Is this story going to end with we rollerblade, or is it going to end with some sort of catastrophe that happened?
There wasn't any catastrophe.
What happened?
Well, I got the 2x2 rollerblades. I put them on, and I ended up having a hard time skating.
You had it. You didn't. You're not a good skater.
Considering the fact that I have rarely rollerbladed in my life, yes.
Can I one up this story, Ryan? All right. We had a middle school field trip one time where instead of going rollerblading, we went to a carpet slides place. You ever use the carpet slides?
No.
They're like these plastic slides that you put on your feet, and you could like ice skate around on carpet. And there's like there was like a skate park.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a very interesting story to tell.
All right, next reader. Reader went from a convention about like video games to crafts to what is a framer's market to Ryan going rollerblading.
Yep. And then you going carpet blading.
Yep.
So we're talking about the good golly bee jolly 7th annual holiday show. I'm sure we covered it last year because it's the 7th annual. It's nice. The cabaret.
I don't remember if we covered this last year.
Let me just imagine. All right?
Ryan's like an elephant. He never forgets, Charles.
I know. I'm sorry. Let's talk about the Cabaret Theater, 655 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15222s on December 9th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 3-hour event. You can check this out on trustarts.org. Jason Kendall Productions presents the 7th annual holiday show Good Golly Be Jolly at the Greer Cabaret Theater, featuring Jason Kendall and his band and a variety
of Jason Kendall?
Jason Kendall.
The former Pirates player Jason Kendall.
Possibly.
Okay, yeah, continue, yeah, Charles.
Look it up for us, Ryan. Look up Jason Kendall band. All right, and his band of the variety of Pittsburgh's finest musicians and performers, including Joel Lindsay, Judy Figgle, Artistry, Sherilyn Hawk, John Perendo, John McCann, Casey Deely, and many more. That was already so many, though. A portion of the proceeds from the show benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. During the special time of year, the musical celebration is sure to ignite your holiday spirit. That plus giving thanks to those in need. Apparently, you must be 21 and over to attend, though.
Oh, my Lord. Ryan, again.
And there's ticket prices included, which are $50. However, they come with complimentary appetizers before the show, starting at 6:15 p.m. when doors open. Showtime is 7 p.m.
So you're telling me for $50, all I'm getting is to see the Jason Kendall band, all 500 of them, and some appetizers?
And so many other people. Yeah, you just get to see the appetizers. You don't get to eat them.
Oh, man. So,
wow, that's a total ripoff.
Ryan, once again, man, I'm going to come back to this.
Even more of a ripoff.
You bring me onto this show. You say, Mike, I need you to come on today. It's going to be an important show. And you tell me all these events, I can't even go. Man, come on.
Sorry, man. If I had a magic wand.
You are ruining my Christmas spirit right in time for the Century Media holiday party. Thank you.
We need to create time travel.
And actually, Jason Kendall does have his own website.
Is it the former pirate Jason Kendall, or is it a different Jason Kendall?
Jason, here, I'll just read the headline.
Go ahead.
Jason Kendall Productions, Pittsburgh's premier event band.
Thank you.
Okay, so there we go. That's it.
So I'll read something quick about the about section.
About?
Oh, wow, this is a long paragraph.
Well, let's go. Is it more than 5 to 8 sentences?
Ryan, we're running late here, pal. Yeah. It's 4:27. We got to get a move on here.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. It's
a very long paragraph, so I'm not going
to
bother reading it.
All right. Let me talk about the Kickstart Your Holiday Cheer with Elf the Sleepover, December 8th through the 9th, 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. at the Carnegie Science Center, Wong Allegheny Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Find that at thecarnegiesciencecenter.org, of course. Discover your inner elf at our fun-filled holiday sleepover. See Elf in the Rango's Giant Cinema. Carry our festive science experiments and create a delicious hot chocolate concoction that would make Buddy proud. All sleepovers include a platinum or planetarium, or laser show, live theater show, late night snack, continental breakfast, and free admission the next day. This is so much better than that other event.
Yeah, this
it's not
$50.
Like you get to sleep over, get to see a good big movie.
So, have you ever seen anything in that theater,
the
Rango's theater?
Well, I have, but nothing like good.
I saw the last Star Wars movie in there.
Okay,
and it was awesome.
I can imagine.
I'm not even a huge Exactly.
Right,
I'm not even a huge Star Wars guy.
Building, so
what?
But
what?
but it's just everything, and then just all the explosions, and then the movie should have ended 45 minutes before it did.
Well, you know, you got that extra 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I snuck in sheets into the theater.
Even better. It's like me and Malik bringing in all Wingstop wings.
That's
also
impressive.
To the same Star Wars movie, but not at the Rangos.
All right, we need to get this last event here. The Breakfast in Bed Ugly Sweater Edition is at the Mattress Factory, 500.
Speak in the microphone, please.
500 San Antonio Way, December 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pittsburgh, PA, 215212, is at ShowClick. You can read more at ShowClicks.com.
Did you just put in all those fours, or is that part of the area code?
That's just part of the area code.
Okay.
Whether
it's turtleneck, V-neck, crew neck, or cardigan, as long as it's ugly, you'll be properly attired. And
nice.
If it features sequins or cats, or sequined cats, all the better. Enjoy light bites and get into the holiday spirits with Holiday Mimosas by Salud Juicery, Spiked Hots, Apple Cider, and Coffee. While you groove to some holiday tunes, you can make your own mini ugly sweater that you can turn into a magnet, ornament, or holiday card, y'all. In partnership with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 19th Annual Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Sweater Drive, we're asking all breakfast and bed guests to rummage through your closet and bring a new or gently used sweater to the donate to a neighborhood in need.
Wait a minute. Did they say bottomless mimosas?
I don't think they said bottomless, but they said light bites and holiday spirits with holiday mimosas.
Okay. All right. So question.
Yes.
I'm planning on wearing this attire to this event.
Okay.
Do you think white tennis shoes, jeans, and a plain blue t-shirt would count as a good enough attire for this event?
I'd say it's you need to put some holes in there, put some sequin cats, but maybe some glue and glitter as well. But
Ryan, is someone that is currently, as you, someone currently wearing white tennis shoes, jeans, and a plain blue t-shirt.
You can't get in.
Do you think you'd be fine getting into the event?
Probably not.
All right.
So you just need to be less stylish, Ryan.
Yeah. So we need to wrap up here. In regards to next semester, we didn't determine the time yet, but it will be on a Thursday, and you'll know when we go on the air.
Ryan, that is great news. I only have one class on Thursdays next semester, and no CSC.
It's perfect then. So it's going to be Thursdays, and also throughout the year, we will have open casting calls for the new Charlie.
Next semester is Charles' last, unfortunately.
Wait, can we film these and put it up as like a little like...
Yeah.
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 So stop on by. We're going to make a series out of it. And before we leave, 011001100110100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100 FCC.
Wow. Yes. Unfortunately, next semester is Charles's last on the radio show because he's graduating.
Right, we still have another 15 weeks, pal. We don't need to sign him off yet.
We'll see you next semester.
Have a great thank you Christmas. To me for coming on. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. It's currently Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Bye, Ryan. This has been Pittsburgh's First.
Newest. And thank you to Mike Shirley for coming on.